Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Yeah. I don't think that that's what I have planned.
But well, surprise us.
The 8 minute number sounds like a session at Sarah's house.
I mean, is that why you picked the 8 minute? The end. I should just start setting a timer. When if it goes off, I'll just say the end and it'll be over magically.
And John's like, what?
Wait a minute.
Man.
Sorry, bud. You got your 8 minutes. That's, you know, finish up. Go ahead.
You should set the alert to be a ringtone of Vinny saying the end.
The end.
At 8 minutes.
Leave all this in. This is good times. All right. I see why you picked that. Sarah Vinny Secret Show for a Friday. It's our Friday Secret Show, and it's January 7th, 2022. It's pouring at my house right now. Although I looked at my weather app, because I get that every single one of them says something different, and mine says it'll be fully sunny by 5 o'clock.
Great.
Sure. Yes. That could be great if it's true. And then maybe even over the weekend, no rain. So we'll see. It's, you know, none of us want to promise anything to anybody because we're all using these
cruddy
apps.
The apps seem to be, and I mean all of them, because I've got like three different weather apps that I use. They all seem to be really having a rough winter.
Yeah. Because we're supposed to get a couple days this week to let things, you know. Meanwhile, everything in my front yard is just sinking lower and lower in the mud. Like, it's just, that is so, a month plus has gone by since I've been able to do one iota of work out there.
Yesterday morning, very early.
Yes.
After already having been bitten by my weather apps.
Yes.
I put extra time into it, and I saw that it was going to be cloudy almost everywhere in the Bay Area all day. And I felt really comfortable. Like,
Yeah, you said cloudy and 60.
I feel really good about this. And so I said that, right? Then I'm out surfing. I'm out on a beautiful sunny day, and I'm mad. I'm in the water going, I'm so mad right now. We're supposed to have clouds. What is this?
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
Was there a cloud in the sky?
There was not a cloud. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Sunny, not windy. It was just spectacular, and I was mad about it.
Yeah. I think we need to, like, people have their weather apps, right?
Yeah, so, we're done. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done.
You can still do it. I mean, I might ask you.
I'm not doing it.
You might.
I won't.
Don't never say never.
I'm never.
No. Just say there's some weather. Check your apps.
Yeah, look at your app. Look out your window. That's my new weather. Yeah. That's the new one.
Well, they did cancel. I mean, a lot of places don't even bother with traffic anymore because everybody can just look at their app and see how long it's going to take them.
I don't know if that's the best way, you know, having people in their cars look at their phones for traffic. But yeah. Okay, I'm not going to struggle with
that.
I think that's more about we don't own the traffic reports, so we don't want to pay for them. Mm-hmm. Let's get rid of that. We don't need it because it costs us money.
Well, you know, traffic and weather on the 8s over
I love
KCBS.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
They do. You know, I thought about that. They do their own traffic. Why didn't we switch? Never mind. It doesn't. Who cares?
That's a good point, yeah.
Why don't we just use their traffic? What do we use their service for?
They got it right there down the hall.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Never mind. Whatever.
Yeah. It's, you know, cars these days, too, they're just set up for, like, unfortunately, my car has decided to discontinue their traffic service to me. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that. I read it, and I read it again, and I still didn't understand exactly what they were telling me, and I just went, okay, what I'm taking from this is that my particular BMW is not going to give me live traffic info anymore, which blows. I really like that. You know?
Yeah, well, I'm sure somewhere in an office somewhere they said, that traffic thing that we set up, that's cutting into profits. We don't like
it.
It
has
get
right?
rid of it.
It has to be a money thing for them.
Oh, everything's a money thing. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Maintenance thing.
And that, yeah, I have like some, you know, emergency call button on my ceiling.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That's not going to work anymore. So I'm fucked.
Well, don't worry. The good thing about your BMW is it can't drive far enough away from
that
home.
That is true.
To have any
John
trouble.
Will be able to walk to me. It'll be fine. No worries at all. You're right about that. Bye. Roll in
John!
The Tesla.
Yeah. You're within yelling distance he can hear, at all times.
I'm pretty sure my voice hits an exact place, you know, in his equalizer. I'm in an exact frequency.
So he'll be in the backyard with Richard one day, you know, working a hoe or whatever he does. And he'll be like,
Did you guys hear that? No, we didn't hear a thing.
My spider
Sarah's in trouble. Sarah, the Lassie line just lit up. What? Sarah's falling down a well? Take me there, Lassie. All right. Was there anything we needed to get to? Or shall I just do a couple quick bad advices here?
No.
What?
Nothing. I was thinking that Nikki and I were having a conversation about Beefcake earlier today, I'm not sure if that...
What kind of conversation?
The kind where we're wondering if they're getting together this weekend and... But he works nights, so you probably, which actually probably works for you because you sleep nights.
Yeah.
You got to get up early.
Yeah. So I'm texting him right now, so we'll see. But you know, I'm not hanging out with him tonight. But yeah.
Why not?
Because he works nights. And
well, if we do a happy hour, because we haven't done one in a few weeks because of vacation and everything. So if we do one of those, then she was talking about maybe getting him on the phone. That'd be fun. I'd love to talk. Yes, Vinny, Vinny, your hand is up. Vinny, are you coming on the happy hour because Beefcake's going to be there?
Coco, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever showed up to his work in the middle of the night with lunch?
No. I actually haven't even thought of that.
You can get up early and head in there and do a little brekkie, your breakfast, his lunch, and then you could head to work.
I never thought of that. So.
Is he alone at work?
I'm sorry to have suggested it. Now you'll have to wrestle with that, won't you? Yeah. My bad.
Damn it.
Is he alone?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, he's by
himself.
We
should let you know. That'd be prime time for you guys.
Prime time. Yeah. Hit it before going to work. All right.
Yeah.
Why not?
Make a little loop around the bay.
Do what you gotta do.
I honestly
gotta
never,
get yours.
I honestly never thought that of that. I guess that makes me
A
bad partner. I didn't think of that.
You guys you seem pretty relaxed about the whole thing, which I think is probably a pretty attractive trait. You know, neither one of you has a great schedule.
No.
And so you just make it work, and when it works, and when it doesn't, it doesn't.
We usually kind of made a plan, like, let's at least try to meet up during the week for lunch or something, and then once on the weekend if we can.
What time does his job start?
In the afternoon around 2:30 or 3.
Oh, so that's actually perfect. You guys actually have a window in there.
What do you call that? Like second shift?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh, so he's not doing overnights. You actually couldn't really take him lunch, could you?
It depends, because one time he had to be at a location, I think, at 1 in the morning. Oh. So it's a hit or miss. It's not consistent. So. Mm.
And if he had to be somewhere, probably doesn't have time to bone you.
Yeah,
you know, while he's working.
He's young. He could pull it off. I mean, have crazy problems with some of the stuff that happens at my house. But that's just a me thing. I can't hear babies in the background when I'm doing it. It just
it's a boner killer, man.
Just walk it out.
It spikes my heart on you can't believe. Just oh.
Well, that's over.
The last time we were doing it, because this baby's been waking. She's not a baby anymore. She's a toddler. But she's going through a non-sleeping phase where she'll knock on the door at, my door at 9 at night, bouncing. She's just throbbing with energy. Hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I actually think, what did you get into? She's so hyper, right?
Oh.
So she's
she found mom's Dexatrim.
She's going through something, right? Anyway, the last time we did it was one of those in the morning roll. It would have been New Year's.
Oh, okay.
We went to bed at midnight, and neither of us, we were like, okay, well, let's go to bed. The next morning, I'm like, hey, knock, knock, knock.
Hello? All right, just don't move me too much. I'm still sleeping. So go
ahead. It was one of those. Okay. And so there I am.
Poised for action. Fully engaged.
Right. And then she hears something. Pulls up the camera in the kid's room, and it's the kid crying. And so I'm like, oh, no, I'm under duress. You got to get it done.
Oh, I can't believe it didn't stop right then.
No, but that's it. So she doesn't take the camera and turn it off. to help me finish. She just leaves it on. And
I can't believe she picked up the camera. Unless, like, you know, something earth changed. She just wasn't. She didn't want to do it.
She wanted you to stop. She was trying to get me off of her. That's got it. That's the only thing I can think of. Because I definitely was like, well, okay, turn the camera off and let me finish.
Well, she's checking the status. You know, who knows if Edie gets up and is, you know, at your door, right? Ready to barge in.
Okay, that's valid.
Compromised.
Sure, I can see that. In a downstroke. What? That's just good times. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think Beefcake's, he's not of the age where he's going to have problems getting it done. I don't think.
Quickly.
Right.
My aunt did ask me because he came over on Christmas Eve dinner, and my aunt was asking me a bunch of questions, and the first thing...
Has he blown a load in your face yet, dear?
Does he like to drizzle your tits?
No, she asked me, like, just right off the bat, like, if he had kids. And I was like, no.
If he had kids?
Yeah.
Goes, does this guy have kids?
Yeah, she goes, does he have kids? And, like, I'm like, he's 29. Okay, does he have kids? I'm like, no. And I thought that was so weird, but then...
I guess like me and Auntie had a different line of questioning, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys had different topics.
But I was like, that's like a weird thing to ask. But then because I feel like a lot of people my age don't have kids. They're just starting to have kids right now. Mm. So she was thinking like, you might have a 3-year-old or something. I was like,
oh,
no.
Like that he hasn't told you? Does he have a kid he hasn't told you about? Maybe she wants you to ask and make sure. 29, you know, you get to that point. It's very possible.
But then when I thought it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then I told
13-year-old at the time.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. And then I told my cousin and my sister, like, well, that's kind of a valid question. I'm like, is it? But I guess it is. So,
yes, it sure. is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not the questions like you guys asked, though.
Oh, that's not valid.
No, we were talking about our questions. Yeah. Right.
No,
we
she didn't ask that. But
her question's silly.
All right. Mm.
So were you an up the butt girl or what? Dear.
No.
That's
no,
a
I'm
good
not.
Question. Yeah. Got a girl. The other day
that
ago
girl.
We
that a girl. Don't encourage
we
that.
Read kind of an outdated Christmas bad advice. Which which was actually pretty good. Like the guy, they had agreed on no gifts, and then the guy went on Amazon and bought her like $200 worth of stuff because he maybe thought the tree looked too sad and lonely. We questioned because he said from one producer to another, we do know this guy or we might recognize him. I don't know him by name, but we've worked with him as people who work in radio. He's someone who I'm not supposed to say where he works or anything.
He says not to say.
Yeah, I can maybe you'll remember him, but he mentions like Denise St. Louis by name and some of our big shows that we've done.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
but you didn't say his name yet.
Oh well, I don't
think
he says.
I'm not
going to.
He
either.
Said don't say his name.
Well then I still don't know who we're talking about. Okay.
So this is the guy who, I don't know. I'm not sure either because even though I can see his name, I don't necessarily recognize it. But possibly we would know him. Mm-hmm. So he said he wanted to follow up because we had asked, like, how did it go? Since clearly whatever had happened had already happened.
Because he had mentioned to her that Santa Claus might be stopping by, right? And so.
Well, no, he hadn't mentioned it to her at the time.
No, he did.
Not in our first.
Oh.
Not in our first.
I'm mixing up my emails. I'm sorry about that.
No, so that and that's what the follow-up says. Okay. So basically, we were worried that she was going to be mad that he had gotten her presents and then she didn't get him anything. So he says, my Christmas went very well. Thank you. I ended up taking the safe route a day or two before we planned to celebrate together. I did mention to her that I heard Santa was coming to my house. So then they both giggled and she understood what that meant. She said, I had my little gifts nicely wrapped under the tree when she arrived. She seemed to enjoy them all very much and commented how good of a gift giver I am. As an example, one gift was our first ornament together for the Christmas tree.
Adorable. Oh.
That's cute.
Yes. That is actually really cute. She hopped on Amazon after I told her that Santa was coming. He didn't give her enough time to actually get the gifts in time. But over the next couple of days, he started to receive gifts. He says, so it worked out well. She had a wonderful Christmas experience, and I got presents over multiple days.
Win-win. I'm sure she
like Hanukkah?
Ornament like in the fireplace when you weren't looking, but I'm sure the other things were good.
Oh my God, stop it.
No one wants an ornament for Christmas.
You're
Who doesn't
crazy.
Have too many of those?
It's nice when you start your, you know, that's like That's almost like a ring in a way. Like, here's
it's almost like a ring.
Maybe that is true because my parents have from when they first got engaged to married and first house together, they have all of those ornaments from like 19, like I think 1990, something in the 19th century. And then
you mean the 20th century?
Yeah, sorry. Yep.
And then, the 1900s.
You meant to say it was the 1900s, yeah, the 1900s, but go on.
But yeah, that's all over our tree, and it's like the three of
it's
them.
It's the history. Yeah. I am actually surprised. I would be surprised if you don't have stuff like that on your tree, Vinny. Maybe you just don't know it.
No, I do, and I'll tell you the problem with it is you get so many ornaments piled up that you start to look at your tree and go, "We don't have enough tree for this shit." We got to start thinning out this pile of ornaments we're carrying around.
Or you get two trees.
Two trees. Oh, goodness. Oh, well, that's only for really advanced Christmas fans.
Like, one's the nice tree, like, that you take photos in front of, and one's the kid tree, and they could just mess it all up, you know?
Oh, a kid tree.
Yeah.
That they can get the... That's actually kind of a fun idea.
Right?
My neighbors have a
shorty tree.
They have a tree in their living room and then a tree in front of their house, like under their porch, under the little underhang thing.
Oh.
And, you know, all the snowmen blow up things.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think your girls will love that, Benny. Two trees.
I thought it was cool to have two trees.
One of the things we talk about, if we ever move to Vermont, we're definitely going to find a place that has either Christmas trees already growing or room for Christmas trees outside so that we can every year just go crazy. And
decorate the live trees.
If we move to Vermont.
Yeah. When you move.
If.
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 She says.
If.
If.
You never know.
If you decide to occupy the spot you already bought.
I didn't already buy anything. You have no idea how close we came, but we didn't.
Oh, I bet we do have an idea how close you came. We all believe that you've got a secret Vermont home.
I don't. There's no way I'd keep that a secret. Are you kidding me?
She's constantly edging the whole time.
No, but I'm, you know, look, we're always looking at real estate. We were just up looking at something in Napa the other day. That, you know, there's great places all over the place.
That's so far from Vermont. Yep. Weird.
It is. You never know. We got to find some place to retire to. It's happening pretty soon. Not soon. Don't write me about this. But it's, you know, it's going to happen. I mean, God, I'm pushing 60, for God's sake.
It's a while away. Half a decade away.
Place in New Vermont with Christmas trees for John. John loves Christmas so much. Like, he's so festive. Like, he was.
I love it too. Yeah, it's great.
He's just
I'm bummed that
determined
right
to be
now,
in that mood.
My favorite time of year is like September, October, because all of that is out in front of us that we just had, and now it's over, and so we've got the football playoffs left in January, and then it's just a long wait until September again.
Yeah, but as soon as the football playoffs are here in California, anyway, the trees start blooming, spring starts happening, my tulips start coming up. Oh my God, there's so much to look forward to.
Yeah.
To me, as far as I'm concerned, like, winter's when all the work happens. Like, I gotta do so much work and cook food and eat pies, and no one likes that. I mean, come on. Oh, look, something just popped up on Zillow. Oh, there's something in Manchester, Vermont.
Oh, jeez.
That's weird. Okay.
How about a bad advice?
All right.
Do we have one of those?
We do.
Okay.
We already told you, you could say the end whenever you want.
Right? I know that you did. And,
you know, if you're not having fun.
We got done early yesterday because of the technical difficulties.
Oh, my God. Yesterday was just listeners. You don't even know.
I had fun. I'm just kidding.
You know, it could have been worse. I actually was really proud of us the way we handled it. Like, Bryn came up with that was a genius workaround. Nikki kept a level head and figured it all out. And Vinny and I were just like, well, we're always amazing. So everything was fine. But that was a challenging day. And we
the surprising part, now that conspiracy theories have just become part of everybody's everyday life, the number of people that wrote in and said, oh, you guys got pulled from the air. What happened? Tell us everything. And the equipment broke.
Yeah. I love how you brought that up, Vinny. Just like the minute I took you guys off air to that song because you guys were breaking up and everything just started flying in. Like, oh, because you mentioned COVID. Oh, because of this. And I'm just like, no, calm down. Like,
yeah, we're good. You know what? This company actually really likes us. And yeah. We really like this company and everything is fine.
I thought it was just me. I thought I was like reading into their text too much.
No, don't. You guys don't just relax. Everything's fine.
We came back.
We got through it. We actually got through it. Which, even to me, was a total, like, whoa, we have figured this out.
I wasn't surprised. We're a bunch of pros over here.
Oh, my God. Well, when you got Bryn,
I was actually mad at Bryn. I'm like, could you not fix things so we can leave and go surfing already?
Next time he's going to do that. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's call it a day, guys.
Yeah. No, that's not, you know, it'd be Mad Michael, and I don't want to deal with Mad Michael. Yeah. What do you mean? You go.
Oh, is that what I'm
This lady wrote to me yesterday. I have a phone number. It's 415-358-1965. If you text me there, I'll text you back, and then I'll give you notifications when we're going to do the secret show and reminders and crap. Truly, I'm not. It's just a phone number you can text me on. So yesterday, and a lot of people do this. They write out a bad advice, and they put it there, and I can't use it there. I can't even cut and paste. Like, I can't. It's not. It's a program, not like a, that doesn't, they really need to make that available. So anyway, this lady, I wrote her back and I go, can you please write this out? Give me all the details and send it to Bryn at RadioAlice.com. Because that's where you need to send your secret show stuff. Don't text it to me.
Yeah.
Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nick. I have been a long time listener. I changed the names in the story. Don't say my name, but you can read right through this. Over the holiday break, my boyfriend and I decided not to go to parties or dinners. We both work in, apparently, at home, and we didn't take any time off. We both didn't want to deal with the added stress. My boyfriend, oh, I see, they both work and didn't take any time off. This is just written weird. My boyfriend, Dean, works at a very close-knit place and is very close to Vicky. He sees her like a little sister. No romantic relationship between them.
Okay.
Dean and Vicky. Okay.
So Dean, he's clearly fucking her.
Right.
Oh, no. This isn't about that.
She doesn't care about him fucking her?
No. Marriage? It's not. No. Well, I don't know about any of that. She's saying no romantic relation, and I believe her. Let's just go with that.
All right.
You can decide after you hear this whole thing.
Okay.
Vicky isn't spending Christmas with her toxic family, and she's lonely. So it's week of Christmas, and Vicky has said,
I'm lonely. What are you doing?
That's how Vicky sounds in my head. So Dean asked if she could come over to our apartment for Christmas Day, which he'd probably already asked Vicky anyway, right? Just came home to the girlfriend.
Oh, you should come to our house. Oh, my girlfriend would love it.
Yeah.
What?
he asked me the week of Christmas. I typically don't like people over at the apartment because we're messy. We're messy people. The original plan was to make lasagna and have drinks all day with childhood Christmas movies on. Vicky is vegetarian, so I made one special lasagna just for her.
What a pain.
Already a pain.
I told Dean, the boyfriend, if she's coming over, we need to clean everything. Kitchen, living room, bathroom, and have an extra set of sheets. So my first day off, Christmas Eve, I cleaned as much as I could. Then Dean helps clean after he gets off work at 2 p.m. I was stressed out. The stove needs to be cleaned. I want to organize all the random stuff we have.
The stove doesn't need to be cleaned. She's not going to be in there. But everything else, you try not to live like pigs. You're grown-ups. What are you doing?
It takes you two entire days to clean your apartment. The stove does come into play, though.
All right. Oh.
So I was stressed out about the stove needing to be cleaned, organize all the random stuff. Dean told me, don't worry about the stove. Vicky's not going to care how messy this place is. Christmas Day. Vicky comes at 11 a.m., brings nothing. I start cooking 11 to 5 p.m. Dean starts helping around 3 p.m. The spread consists of homemade bread, two lasagnas, salad, asparagus, and Nation's cheesecake. We drink, we eat, we play games. I'm tired at 10 o'clock. Dean and Vicky stay up and play video games.
Oh, yeah.
Sure they do. I'm sure they did. That's fine. This is not what this is about. So right. Because by the way, she's eavesdropping on them after she goes to bed.
Oh, she says that?
Yeah. Well, I fucking would too.
No shit.
I'm going to bed. Crank that door open, or even like have your AirPod in the other room, and then you can eavesdrop that way.
How do you do that?
What?
What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean you can eavesdrop
where
that way?
Where is the trust? Beefcake, run.
I need to know how you do that with... How do you do that?
There's this, like, I
don't
saved...
tell her.
Tell me.
I
need to know. I need to know.
First off, I trust Beefcake a lot, a lot. So I actually saw this. My friend and I were talking, because that's a whole other story. And we came up with this thing where I'm like, you should leave the phone in the other room and, like, have your AirPod in, something like that. And then I actually found a video on TikTok where you can eavesdrop on other people's conversation by just leaving one AirPod in there. You have
how?
It's in the settings. I have to look up the TikTok video, but it's in the settings. If you have an AirPod, you can set it to, like,
there's a,
like,
setting called Live Listen.
Yes, there we go. That's what it's called.
Oh, F that, Coco.
Who knew these were spy devices the whole time? And no one would even know. They could pick the thing up and just go, oh, you lost an AirPod.
Because I walk around with
they
one.
They come out all
one,
the time.
Exactly.
You find them in my house all the time.
I walk around with one in, and then sometimes I just take it out and place it somewhere on accident.
Oh, my God. This is... People, Coco. You're right. No one should know about this. This is great.
You are a danger child.
I'm a dangerous woman.
Yeah, it's called Live Listen.
This is actually terrible news.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway. I'm already embarrassed that you would tiptoe out of your bed and stand by the door to listen. But to know that you might do this earpod thing.
No, she didn't do the earpod thing. She didn't do
the reason why Live Listen exists is because it helps you hear conversations in noisy areas or speaking across a room when you have difficulties hearing.
Yeah.
So I guess it amplifies noise around you.
Or it lets scummy partners listen to their partner when they're banging the friend instead of playing video games.
I still don't understand how. So it acts as a receiver? It acts as a so that thing's not making any noise. It's just feeding to the other one or something. I don't understand.
No, feeding I'm back sure to your phone.
Yeah, I'm sure it's no. It's feeding to itself. So basically, there. You know how the AirPods will have mic in them, so you can talk on the phone.
Oh, sure.
And listen.
Okay.
So it's doing that, just amplifying the sound around it into your ears. So you put one over here, one over there, and one in your ear, then. You can listen to both.
It's coming through the phone because you have to have the phone set to...
Right. Mm-hmm. Pair.
So it is coming through the phone.
Yeah, I'm sure it has something to do with the phone.
But the audio's in the other pod?
Come through the other ear, yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure goes through both ears.
I don't... You know what? I hope no one...
You don't need this technology.
Don't do this, everyone.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
No, it's really...
Anyway, so she... Go on. Finish. Right.
So she's getting ready for bed. And she hears Vicky mention the stove is dirty.
Oh, fuck her.
And Dean goes, and by the way, she didn't bring anything. And she was there all motherfucking day. Like, she showed up at 11 o'clock in the morning. And dinner's at 5. Like, that's fucked up. I'm sorry. It just is. So, that's the thing I'm concerned with. Like,
well, listen. It's a little strange that she would... I understand being lonely. I've been lonely. I've had Christmases where I'm alone at home because... I work and wasn't able to fly, whatever. I would never, if a couple, meaning husband, wife, two husbands, whatever their, you know, makeup, if they said, come over for Christmas, I'd say, no, thank you.
I wouldn't go. Right, no.
That's their private time. I understand other people have different sensibilities and yours are fine. I'm not mad at you, but I wouldn't do that.
Right.
For the reason that you're mentioning now, which is you're in their space and you're in their privacy.
Right.
And
you're criticizing her cleaning skills when she cooked you a fucking vagina lasagna, a vegetarian. And you didn't bring anything, you little bitch.
Not even like a bottle of wine.
Zero. She came empty-handed.
A bag of salad. You don't even have to make the salad. You can get a pre-made salad.
That's my point. Is it's her sensibilities, in my opinion, are off from the beginning.
Yes,
so I'm not
agreed.
Surprised that she's even the
and to hang dog it to get an invitation. Like clearly, oh, I'm gonna be so lonely. I guess you and your girlfriend are having a good time.
Even staying after dinner seems like
right.
Okay.
She slept over. She winds
had
up sleeping
cheesecake.
There.
I'm going to go. Thank you
guys
so much.
Thank you so much. What a lovely Christmas.
I appreciate you. And now I'm going to go home. And
yeah. So this lady's tired by 10 o'clock. She goes in. They're going to play video games. I'm getting ready for bed. I hear Vicky mention that the stove is dirty. And Dean, the boyfriend, says That's my bad. I told her not to clean that. I'll clean that later. And it got late, and Vicky ended up sleeping over. Slept on the couch. I was furious. I paid for extra groceries, cleaned a lot more than I would have, spent more time cooking and hosting. I told Dean I felt disrespected. He told me it wasn't a big deal. So 2 weeks later, yesterday, they're having a fight about this, and that's when she texted me. Like,
oh,
I guess maybe she just wanted my feedback on it. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, hey, send that in to Brink. She's like, it's over now. We've resolved the issue. We fought. We talked it out. We're now over this issue. We're good now. Communication is tough. So he's never going to invite anyone to Christmas again. Is that what happened?
Right.
Vicky doesn't know how truly enraged I was. Dean told me Vicky was really appreciative and she had a great time. She should write you a thank you note. You hosted her all day at Christmas. And she says, Sarah, sorry, I sent the text at the height of the fight.
She just needs an event, I bet. Right.
So, Jay, thank you very much for writing that all out and sending it in. Jay. All right, that's going to do it for today's Secret Show. Send your emails, problems, questions, stories, what have you, to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Vinny, those magic Friday words.
The end.